And you're welcome back to the programme. 23 minutes to the hour is the time. I'm joined on the line now by Liam Horan from Schlienoa Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And nice to talk to you again. This evening we have an email from RT. I'll read it to you as we received it. Hi, Liam. I'm going for a second interview next week and they've asked me to give a presentation. I know the topic well, but I've never had to give a presentation like this before. Any tips?
Yes, it's becoming more and more common, in fact, that you're asked to make a presentation, particularly at second interview stage, and some candidates feel like they're going to have their best ideas sucked out of them and used by the company, even if they don't get the job. So it can annoy some people. My approach would generally be you've got to go and give it your best shot. You've got to give them reasons to hire you for the job, you know. So in that vein, I think the important thing to remember, first of all, is that even though you're giving a presentation which will inevitably include a slideshow, it's not the slideshow they're buying, it's not the presentation they're buying, it's you they're buying, and the slideshow is merely a prop. While you know it can be used to set up a few minutes of talk, you know, the topic on the screen can be used to set up a few minutes of talk, but really it's you they should be focusing on, which is why we would argue that you keep the words on the screen to a minimum so that should distract them from you. If the slideshow becomes more important than you, first of all, it becomes boring for the audience because they can read it on the screen. And secondly, you're living too much off the slideshow. You're not bringing yourself to party enough. So I think that's a very important first piece of advice anyway.
But can I just stop you there, Liam? I know exactly what you're saying, but when you say the interview board will be much more interested in the person rather than the slideshow, What is the person to do to actually sell themselves? Because that's effectively what they're doing. Is it the manner in which they talk or their articulation or what is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, we might probably deal with some of that as we go through. I suppose the first point is that, you know, you need to embody the slideshow. You need to embody the presentation. You know, that you have it in your head. You have it, you know, you have words at will rather than living off the slideshow fully. I suppose the key thing, I suppose, is that you've got to own the room. You've got to be very knowledgeable of what you're talking about. If there's one word on the screen, that should be a prompt to a whole lot of information you know, a lot of insights, a lot of knowledge, all that kind of thing. You know, so as I said, the slideshow can be quite minimalistic, but you've got to be talking knowledgeably about their business, what they want you to know. You need to know about trends in their business. You need to know about the history of their business. You need to know about trends in the overall sector. You got to really know knowledgeably in detail what this is about. It's a chance for you to put your research to good use in terms of displaying what you know. A key point in this is to be concrete in your examples. People tend to operate in a slightly abstract way and they say things in a generic kind of a way. I would argue go down into further detail. So, you know, don't just say there's been a growth of 45% in this sector. Talk about exactly where that growth has been, be it geographically, or exact product lines, what exactly is taking place. People are often afraid to go into detail because they feel you're telling the interview panel something they already know, but the interview panel must know that you know. So resolve to be concrete in the detail you give. And that's a very important tip for people doing a presentation. It's not just a kind of a light skin through something. You need to go a mile deep as well, too, in places.
So when you're there and the slideshow is behind you and this interview board is sitting there, three or four people, and you're between the slideshow and them, effectively what you're doing is using the slideshow as a prompter, basically. And if there's just one or two words there, you must use those words as a prompter, but you have to know what you're talking about.
Absolutely, and it's the conversation is still between you and the interview panel. So the slide changes, they look at the few words you have there, it gives them enough to introduce it, and then you interact or engage directly with the interview panel. It's very important not to put so many words up on the screen that you just read them out. People can read quicker, can speed read quicker than you can read it out. And it's very frustrating for people if something read out to them that they can already see. Mm. And to me, that's always a telltale sign of somebody who's living too much off the slideshow, who hasn't really got their work done, or is too uncomfortable, or not, you know, confident enough about the subject. You've really got to talk to them directly, about what's not on the screen, but what's suggested by the screen, okay? Another point I think it's important to bear in mind is when making a presentation, is to expect that the audience may not, the interview panel may appear disinterested. They may feign disinterest. The stony-faced panelist may be stony-faced, will be stony-faced for you and somebody else as well. So if you go in there expecting they're going to kind of give you a metaphorical round of applause every few minutes, you may well be disappointed. So you've got to be so comfortable and have done your work so well that you can go in there and deliver this without any feedback whatsoever from them, because it may not come. Another point which is very important in slideshows is that it's a bit like a chain smoker. You should light one cigarette off the other. You should light one slide off the other. It shouldn't feel like slide one, talk about, stop, now we go to slide two. So as you come to the end of your speech about slide one, almost without looking, you click it on to slide two, and it becomes one, instead of being 16 mini presentations, it should be one flowing presentation through the 16 slides. Most people tend not to do that, and particularly if there's a click on their hand, it's kind of this millisecond where we all stop now while I go on to the next slide, and it just loses flow, it becomes broken, and it doesn't engage the audience in the way you'd like it to do.
It strikes me, Liam, that a person finding him or herself in this situation needs to be pretty confident within themselves.
Yes, it's a big challenge.
It certainly
is.
But
it is controlled to a certain extent. Unlike when you go to an interview when you don't know what's going to come at you, what's happening now is interview panels are saying there'll be 10 minutes at the start where you can give your presentation. So it's a controlled 10-minute period. You know, it's a 10-minute period that by and large you own or you're in control of. So it can settle you in very well, unlike going into an interview where you don't know what they're going to ask you straight off at the very start. So in that regard, there's a lot of advantages. But presenting takes a lot of preparation. Another point I'd like to make for people is that get your timings right. I have seen people come to me for presentation skills training like this and say, I've got the presentation ready, I'll just run through it now. There were 10-minute period allotted by the interview panel, and they're still on the second slide at the end of the 10 minutes. You know, you really need to get your timings right, and I would argue you should err on the side of caution. So if they say you've got 10 minutes, you should be planning to be out of there in 8.5 minutes, just in case something goes wrong on the day, and you don't want to be feeling pressure if you mumble or stutter through one, you know, saying, oh God, that's my bit of breathing space gone. You know, and people do that far too often.
And Liam,
the other thing I would say,
yes,
in presentations and in interviews, use the I word. Put yourself at the heart of this presentation. It's you they're buying, not the presentation. It's your knowledge, your insight, your ability, your confidence. So you got to talk about yourself. Even in a third-party presentation about, if you're asked to talk about the state of social media in Ireland today, when you talk about social media in Ireland today, you should also talk about how you would do social media for that company. You've got to keep bringing yourself in there. Most people tend to stand back a little bit and undersell themselves. Bring yourself into the heart of the presentation.
And Liam, just finally and briefly, what's the situation? What does a person do if, say, halfway through a particular presentation or a particular slide, suddenly one of the interviewers asks a question?
So you got to deal with the question. You got to answer the question as best you can. You must always answer the question of the interview panel, but you must get back on the horse again and try and finish out your presentation.
But can you say at the start of the presentation, I prefer no questions until I'm completed, or would that get you?
No, I think you have to go with what they say. You know, and if they start asking questions during it, the likelihood is they're not going to stick closely to the time allotted as well. They'll allow for a little bit more leeway at the end of it as well. But I would try and avoid, unless it's absolutely necessary in the way they do it, I'll try and avoid letting them control the whole thing too much. I would answer the question and say, I hope that's okay, and just getting back to where I was and go back to the presentation again. You should try and work through your presentation because you know you've good stuff there, and you know, get to the end of it. Probably no harm to stack the good stuff early on as well, just in case you don't get there, you know. This is your presentation. It's your chance to show what you've got. You've prepared as well. So you got to try and work through it without being seen to burst the party.
Very good. We have to leave it there. Liam, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening. Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slieonua Careers. And we'll talk to you again in or about the same time next Wednesday evening.
Thank you very much, Eden.
Thank you indeed.